Let's next pick up with politics across the Delaware River. New Jersey senior U.S. Senator Democrat Bob Menendez will run for re-election this fall, free from concern about the potential to be retried on corruption charges. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has been following Menendez and joins me now. And Joe, first up, a quick review of the original charges and subsequent trial.
Well, the Justice Department said years ago that Menendez and his close friend, an eye doctor from Florida, were engaging in a bribery scheme for years in which Menendez offered government favors to this friend, Salomon Melgen, and in return he got lavish gifts, international trips, and political contributions.
And so what happened last week that set up the decision today?
Well, there was a trial last year of the two men. It ended in a mistrial because the jury couldn't come up with a verdict after a long enough time. And then the Justice Department last week announced that it would retry the two men on the bribery, conspiracy, and fraud charges. A day after they said that, the judge in the case threw out some of the bribery charges against Menendez, the ones that had to do with political contributions. And so a week later, fast forward to today, the Justice Department says, well, we know we said we'd retry these two guys, but in light of the charges being thrown out, some of those charges being thrown out, we're going to not retry them at all. And that means that these two men won't face a second trial.
Like Brady, Menendez said today that, quote, he never wavered in his innocence and belief that justice would prevail. Is he likely to have challengers in the fall?
Menendez is likely to have challengers, but I think it's fair to say he'll have an easier time running for re-election this year, not under this legal cloud from the Justice Department and not, you know, wondering whether and when he'll face a second trial on bribery and conspiracy charges.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY New Jersey correspondent Joe Hernandez on Newsworks Tonight.